Rhonda Garrison in from the Southern Farm Network. Next on today's topic, we have our weekly visit with South Carolina's Ag Commissioner, Hugh Weathers. Commissioner, obesity continues to be a persistent problem in the Palmetto State. And for the first time ever, South Carolina has created an obesity action plan. Let's talk a little bit about what's going on there.
Well, you're right. We all hear the statistics, and it's something certainly we're not proud of. So really, we wanted to take a part in the department of helping formulate an action plan around this crisis, the challenge of obesity. I mean, it's out there. Whoever it is that does the measuring says 2 out of 3 of us in South Carolina's adults, 1 out of 3 children are considered obese, overweight. But then the cost of it, you know, the cost is estimated at over $8 billion a year. And I don't know what all is included in that, but the sheer nature of this problem required that something be done. And so we've been working with DHEC, Department of Health and Environmental Control, for a while. And this obesity action plan is a start with 4 areas of focus around it. So we just felt that agriculture should be a part of the answers and the solutions to a lot of our problems, and obesity being one of them.
Absolutely. Now, let's talk a little bit about those 4 points of action.
The 4 that, and we got a couple that we'll focus on, but the 4 are communities, then work sites, health care, and schools and children. And where we're getting involved is the communities and the children and having more fresh fruits and vegetables available, especially in the schools, because we have experience with farms and schools that if we work hard, we can get fresher products from nearby farms in front of the children. We've worked with over 100 schools on farm to school. There are initiatives going on all around the state that are proving that it can work, and I feel that in the Department of Agriculture, it's our responsibility to make them work and just stay at it, persevere, until we can make a difference.
Now, South Carolina's farm-to-school program is actually fairly young, and it continues to grow every year.
That's right. As I said, we've worked with well over 100 schools, and when we work to qualify as a school working with us, is a little bit of a process, but we get at least 2 South Carolina fruits and vegetables per month in their program. And what it does is just, again, opens up avenues for farmers. But really, we're finding, and this is a great information I'm getting out of Spartanburg, that the kids really appreciate the difference. So we think it's going to take a while. And, you know, we may have to start with the younger kids. But as I've said, and several times I've met with folks, it's going to take hard work. We've got to stay at this task. We can't say, well, someone else will get it done. It is our responsibility. And we feel very strongly in the Department of Agriculture that we can play a part working with folks at DHEC and other state agencies just around some of these key problems facing South Carolina.
That's going to wrap up our weekly visit with South Carolina's Ag Commissioner, Hugh Weathers.